Disc 4. Now they had passed the waterfall, the helicopter turned again and headed back towards it. From this side, they could now see behind the waterfall, into the space between the water pouring out and the mountainside. The sun was shining through the water, making it sparkle like solid silver. It arced out from the lower slopes of the mountain, and there behind it, below the point where the water emerged, the mountain had been carved away. On a shelf of rock, hidden behind the waterfall, was a huge pyramid. Its four sides were massive steps of rock, like a staircase leading up into the very heart of the volcano, the waterfall pyramid. And as the helicopter swung in towards the shelf of rock, the sunlight filtering through the surging water cast the shimmering shadow of the edge of the pyramid against the naked rock behind it, the stepped walls echoing the shape of the waterfall created out of light and shadow. The helicopter was dwarfed by the pyramid as it came to rest on the shelf of rock. Matt was amazed it had fitted behind the waterfall. They'd been so close he reckoned he could have reached out of the cabin window and touched the water. The whole side of the glass bubble that was the cabin was spattered with drops of water. It reminded Matt of the window of the train on the way from school, the patterns and shapes of water on glass. Two enormous stone archways stood alone and impassive between the helicopter and the pyramid. They framed a huge doorway into the massive structure, and standing in the doorway, a tiny figure in the middle of the ancient grandeur, was Atticus Harper. Catherine in particular was keen to get out of the heat and hurried them inside. Once through the heavy polished steel doors, Matt found himself inside a structure that was a strange mixture of ancient and modern. Whereas in Venture's house the old and the new seemed to coexist side by side, here the contrast was so marked that he wondered if it was deliberate. The doors opened into a large foyer from which a massive stone staircase rose to the floors above. It looked more like the sort of thing you'd find in a National Trust property than in the middle of an ancient South American pyramid. The floors were slabbed with stone, like a medieval castle. Windowless stone walls were hung with modern art as well as photographs of archaeological sites and paintings of ancient monuments. Catherine Feather's voice echoed as she told them this was Atticus Harper's centre of operations and corporate headquarters. "Not that there are many people here," she said as she led the way up the stone staircase, "but the building provides accommodation and recreation facilities as well as office space. When the city on the plain outside has been mapped and excavated, we might move some of the people out there."
"Wouldn't that destroy the archaeology?" Matt wondered.